Welcome back. God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
God bless you. Well, may we know you and where you're calling us from?
I'm David, calling from Kaduna.
Brother David from Kaduna, God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
Let's have your question, sir.
Okay, my question is, in the 1,000 range, sir, from my understanding from Pastor Moses' teaching and Brother and Pastor Ugumide's teaching, that we that will be raptured, we will come back to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And the remnant that will be left were those that saved the Jews from this in tribulation. So my question is that if we are coming to reign, we will live for another 1,000 years. Then what happened to those either Jews or Gentiles that those that saved the Jews? What will happen to them? Will they also die and be judged, or they also will live for another 1,000 years like us too?
I don't quite get you.
Okay, what will be the outcome of those that aided the Jews during the tribulation? Is that your question, Brother David?
Yes. What kind of life will they live? Are they going to live with us in the 1,000 years? That is my question.
They will live with us for 1,000 years.
Okay, but then too, will they die and also be disinterested?
Remember that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle,
afin de les rassembler pour la guerre.
The number of whom is as the sand of the sea.
There are people that will live. That entered the millennium.
Qui est rentré dans le millennium.
There are. It includes. The those that fall within the group in Matthew 25.
Avec ceux qui tombent dans le groupe de Matthieu 25.
And the Bible says.
La Bible dit
that few men will be left.
Plus de hommes vont rester.
There are other men too that will be alive.
Il y a d'autres mecs qui seront en vie.
And God in his sovereignty,
Dieu dans son souverain,
to fulfill his agenda,
accomplir son agenda,
will allow these people
va permettre ces gens
to be part of the millennium.
D'être parmi le millennium.
But they are there as mortals.
Mais ils sont là comme des mortels.
And we are immortal.
Nous sommes immortels.
That we come.
Qui viendront.
And so we will rule them.
Nous allons régner sur eux.
And until the 1,000 years period is over.
Jusqu'à ce que le période de 1,000 ans se termine.
No, but they too will be tested.
Mais ils seront testés aussi.
Because throughout this period, they have no reason to live a life of sin.
Pendant cette période, ils n'ont pas de raison pour
vivre
le péché.
The spirit that brings the sin is in the bottomless pit.
Le péché est dans l'abîme.
So that is why verse 7 is released again.
C'est pourquoi il est relâché encore dans
so that they too will be tested.
Qu'ils soient mis en test.
And those who will follow him,
que ceux qui vont le suivre,
you'll see what happens to them in the
verses.
The other verses in
prochaine verse, vous allez voir ce qui va les passer.
In the scripture there.
Dans l'écriture là-bas.
But sure, some will not follow him.
Mais bien sûr, il y a les gens qui vont pas le suivre.
And I believe that God will now give them eternal life.
Je crois que Dieu va les donner la vie éternelle.
So that together we now live eternally.
Et toujours ensemble en vie éternellement.
Yes.
Okay.
Brother David, is that clear?
Frère David, c'est bon?
Yes, it's clear. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Brother David.
Vous bénis, Frère David.
Okay, let's have those questions coming in.
Questions venir encore.
Shalom, Pastor Moses and Brother Olumide.
Shalom, Pastor Moïse et Frère Olumide.
Please, Pastor Moses.
S'il vous plaît, Pastor Moïse.
help me to understand this Bible parable well.
Aide-moi à comprendre cette parabole.
Luke chapter 15, verse 28 and 29.
Luc 15, 29 et 29.
Who was the elder brother?
Qui était le grand frère?
That was angry. And what are the types in this our generation?
Qui était fâché et quel est le type de cette génération?
I know it's a parable, sir.
Vous savez que c'est une parabole.
Please help me. God bless you, sir. Thanks.
S'il vous plaît, aidez-moi. Dieu vous bénisse.
Brother Ifeanyi from Asaba Delta State, Nigeria.
Frère Ifeanyi de l'État de Asaba Delta du Nigeria.
That's Luke chapter 15, verse 28 and 29. This is the parable of the lost son.
C'est la parabole de l'enfant perdu.
Verse 28 and 29 says, and he was angry and would not go in.
Et il était fâché et ne veut pas aller.
Therefore came his father out and entreated him.
Et son père est venu lui prier.
And he answering said to his father,
il dit à son père,
lo,
non,
this many years do I serve thee.
Toutes ces années je t'ai servir.
Neither transgressed I any time thy commandments.
Sans avoir transgressé tes ordres.
And yet thou never givest me a kid.
Et jamais tu m'as donné une
that
chevreuil.
That I might make merry with my friends.
Que je me réjouis avec mes amis.
So what does this type? Rather, what lesson are we learning from
quelle est la leçon nous prenons
the parable,
de cette parabole?
The parable, this parable is teaching us a principle.
Ça nous enseigne un principe.
Letting us know
ça nous fait savoir
that God is not happy
que Dieu n'est pas heureux
when any of his children stray off.
Quand l'un de ses enfants va comme ça.
And when the Son of God
et quand le Fils de Dieu
realizes
est au courant de
his
cela,
estate
c'est de son état,
that he is suffering because he has left the presence of his father
qu'il souffre parce qu'il a laissé la présence de son père,
and decides to come back to him
et il décide de se retourner vers lui,
that heaven will rejoice
que le ciel va se réjouir.
Heaven rejoices
le ciel se réjouit
when one soul is restored
quand une âme est restaurée.
Remember it's restored,
souvenez-vous c'est restauré.
When the sinner is restored
quand le péché est restauré.
That sinner is his child.
Le pécheur est son fils.
He lost.
Il est perdu.
It means so much to the father.
Ça le dit tellement à son
just
père.
Just as the children of Adam were lost to Satan.
Comme les fils d'Adam étaient
it
perdus
meant
au
so
Satan.
Much to him.
Ça le dit tellement.
That even at the cost of his own blood.
Parce qu'en passant son
his
lui-même,
own life.
Sa vie lui-même.
The precious unto God is the
death of the saints.
Is the death of the saints.
Et la mort des saints est vraiment précieux
we,
devant Dieu.
The father is not happy when we are away from him.
Le père n'est pas heureux quand nous sommes loin.
And when you come back,
et quand vous revenez,
he is ever happy.
Il est
he rejoices.
Il se réjouit.
He makes a feast.
Il fait des fêtes avec cela.
And rejoices.
Et il se réjouit. Amen.
But now you that have been in fellowship with the Father.
Mais toi qui avec la réunion avec le Père.
We are learning a lesson there.
Tu apprends une leçon là-bas.
That you should also accept those who backslidden and they are coming back.
Que tu acceptes ceux qui sont partis et qui reviennent.
And always know that whatever grace is poured upon him.
Il savait que la grâce qui est versée sur lui.
When that son, that child comes back,
quand cet enfant revient,
it is the grace for restoration.
C'est la grâce de la restauration.
To bring him back to fellowship.
Pour le ramener à la réunion.
Don't be carnal.
Ne sois pas charnel.
And think that you should be better than that one.
Et penser que tu seras meilleur
remove
que lui.
Remove jealousy and envy.
Enlève la jalousie.
And also have the same spirit of love.
Et la même esprit de l'amour.
And restore the backsliding.
Et restaurer le
I believe that is what we are learning from
that.
God bless you. Can we have more questions? Shalom, Brother Moses.
Shalom, Frère Moïse.
Please, I am confused.
S'il vous plaît, je suis confusé.
I want you to clarify me on this.
Je veux que me clarifier de ceci.
Jesus Christ.
Jésus Christ.
And Jesus the Christ.
Et Jésus le Christ.
Please, are they two the same?
Est-ce qu'ils sont les mêmes?
That's the first question. From Brother Eric Anabla Igwe from Ghana.
Frère Eric Anabla Igwe du Ghana.
Correct, it's just a language.
C'est la langage, c'est correct.
Jesus Christ.
Jésus Christ.
Christ means anointed.
Christ veut dire
anointed one.
Le personne
so Jesus the Christ.
Jésus le Christ.
Means Jesus the anointed one.
C'est Jésus le onctionne.
Jesus Christ.
Jésus Christ.
Is the same thing, Jesus the anointed one.
C'est la même chose comme Jésus.
It's all grammar, nothing more.
Il n'y a rien de plus.
Thank you, sir. Let's continue with Brother Eric's questions.
Continuons avec la question.
Okay, the song that Brother Chibuzo and Sister Christina sang.
Le chanson que
nations are breaking.
La chanson qu'ils ont chanté.
They made mention of that and it confused me.
Il dit la nation se brise, je suis confusé de ce qu'ils ont dit.
I believe every biblical question has a biblical answer.
Je crois que toute question biblique on a une réponse biblique.
Please throw more light on it, sir.
S'il vous plaît, éclaircissez-moi, monsieur.
That what nations are breaking, Israel is awakening.
Que la nation se brise.
Nations are breaking. That is
on
caption.
But nations are breaking.
Mais oui, les nations se divisent.
In did Egypt not break? Libya not break?
Est-ce que la Libye n'est pas brisée?
Iraq not break?
Est-ce que l'Irak n'est pas divisé?
Syria not break?
Que la Syrie n'est pas divisée?
Is Nigeria not breaking?
Est-ce que le Nigeria n'est pas casse pas?
Is Russia now no Ukraine not breaking?
Est-ce que l'Ukraine ne se brise pas?
Donetsk broke off. Crimea broke off.
Crimea a quitté.
All from Ukraine.
Tout se divise de l'Ukraine.
Many more nations. Sudan is not break?
Est-ce que la Sudan ne se brise pas?
They are all fulfilling scriptures.
Et tout s'accomplit l'écriture.
But what is Israel doing?
Et qu'est-ce qu'Israël fait?
Israel has been in diaspora, scattered from AD 70.
Israël était au diaspora.
Are they not coming back?
Depuis ce temps, est-ce qu'ils ne reviennent pas?
Awakening.
Est-ce qu'ils se réveillent
to
plus?
The reality of who they were before they were scattered.
Est-ce qu'ils étaient avant qu'ils étaient détruits et éparpillés?
Maybe our brother is not current with current affairs.
Peut-être notre frère n'est pas au courant avec
That's
les affaires.
That's what that song is saying.
C'est pourquoi cette chanson dit.
Can we say so that that's the distress of nations?
Yeah,
exactly. The Bible spoke about distress of nations.
La Bible parle de distress
nations
de la nation.
Are under distress.
Les nations sont sous la détresse.
Economically, they are getting distressed.
Ils sont vraiment distressés.
Politically distressed.
La politique, ils sont distressés.
Everything.
Toute chose.
Spiritually distressed.
Est vraiment spirituellement détressé.
I don't know. There's nothing to confuse you.
Il y a rien pour confuser, monsieur.
All right, brother Eric from Ghana. We hope the pastor has done justice to your question.
Eric du Ghana, j'espère que le pasteur a fait la justice de votre
okay,
question.
Okay, we have another question.
Nous avons une autre question.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I am Sister Angela from Enugu State, Nigeria.
Je suis la sœur Angela de Enugu, Nigeria.
Brother Lumde said there will still be church service and prophecy. But the Bible says that prophecy will cease, but the word will not.
La Bible dit que la prophétie va s'arrêter,
when
la parole
will prophecy cease?
Quand il va s'arrêter?
When you are ready before God, do you need prophecy again?
Quand tu es devant Dieu, est-ce que tu as besoin de la prophétie encore?
Prophecy will cease one day.
La prophétie va s'arrêter.
Because we shall be face to face with Him.
Parce que justement,
so
face à face
à lui. So He will talk to you through another person.
Il ne te parlera plus par une autre personne.
That's what my prophecy will cease.
Yeah, she
actually put it out of context.
Elle a cité ça
during the Sunday school. I thought that after the rapture,
activities will still be going on.
Thank you, sir.
Religious services will still be going on.
Yes, sir.
Church services will be going on.
Yes, sir.
Because people will not know what has happened.
Yes, sir.
That's the truth. Yes.
Brethren, you can hear where I learned it from. I learned it from him, so I echoed what he said. Thank you very much. Okay, let's have more questions. My pastor in church yesterday said, it was an angel who wrote Brother Abraham's name as the seventh messenger. I don't know how true this is. Because he said it's found in books.
Parce qu'il a dit les trouver dans les livres.
This is contrary to Pastor Moses' teaching.
C'est au contraire à l'enseignement de Pasteur Moïse.
That is William Branham.
Que c'est William Branham.
Amber Abraham in the perfecting ministry.
Et Frère Branham dans le ministère de la perfection.
Sister Colette from Cameroon.
C'est Colette du Cameroun, monsieur.
Well, he said it is the pastor said that an angel.
Le pasteur a dit qu'un
wrote Brother Abraham's name.
A écrit le nom de Frère Abraham.
Wrote it where?
Il a écrit ça où?
I know there is a testimony.
C'est qu'il y a un témoignage.
We'll be hearing.
Que nous entendons depuis
cela. That there was a time William Branham.
Qu'il y a un temps que William Branham
was teaching on the seven church ages.
Enseignant des sept âges de l'Église.
And then when he came to the seventh church age.
Et qu'il est venu à la septième âge de l'Église.
An angel came and wrote the name of Abraham there.
Un ange est venu écrire son nom là-bas.
Supernatural manifestation.
Une manifestation supernaturelle.
Not to offend my brethren in the faith.
Pas pour vous faire du mal à mes bien-aimés dans la foi.
Especially those who have decided to busy themselves.
Spécialement ceux qui sont occupés à
preaching William Marion Branham.
Prêcher le frère William Marion Branham.
I will not comment on that.
Je ne vais pas commenter sur cela.
I will not comment on any testimony that followed the ministry of William Branham.
Aucun témoignage qui a suivi le ministère de William
Branham. But I will only comment on the message.
Mais je vais juste commenter au message.
Whatever he says.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit?
Any claim anybody says he is.
Toute réclamation que les gens disent qu'il est.
The evidence of the claim.
L'évidence de cette réclamation.
Is the product of the claim.
Est le produit de cela.
If you say.
Si vous dites.
This water will cure.
Cette eau va guérir.
Diabetes.
Le diabète.
Stomach trouble.
Les problèmes du ventre.
And then you begin to tell us. the vindication of that.
Et tu commences à nous dire les vindications
de cela.
Produced, là où il a été produit.
How it was produced.
Comment il a été produit.
Who produced
qui
it.
Qui l'a produit.
Who advertised
et
it.
Qui l'a publié.
Will it cure the sickness.
Est-ce que ça va guérir
it
la maladie.
It is when we drink it.
C'est quand nous allons boire
then
cela.
Then we will confirm it.
Nous allons confirmer cela.
So our emphasis is on the message.
Dans le message.
He is a messenger.
C'est un messager.
So let's preach the message.
Prêchons le message
that he gave to us.
Qui nous a donné.
Whether an angel wrote it.
Même si un ange a écrit.
Or Abraham wrote
ou l'embras même a écrit.
Or anybody.
Ou quelqu'un d'autre.
But I just have a warning here.
Mais j'ai un avertissement ici.
Those of us who believe so much in the ministry of angels.
Ceux qui croient tellement à la ministère des anges.
Apostle Paul say even if an angel.
Apostle Paul a dit même si un ange.
Comes to preach anything contrary.
Bien prêcher au contraire
to the word of God,
de la parole de Dieu.
Let that angel be accursed.
Que cet ange soit anéanti.
And so the vindication of the truth.
La vindication de la vérité.
Is not who presented.
Pas qui a présenté cela.
Not how it is presented.
Pas comment il a été présenté.
But when it is tested.
Mais quand il est testé
on
cela.
On the Urim and Thummim.
Tout cela.
If we stay on that.
Si nous restons dans cela.
We will not be misled.
Nous serons pas guidés.
Whatever it is.
Mais quel que soit sa
I have tried scripturally.
J'ai essayé dans l'écriture.
To place the ministries.
Pour placer les ministères.
So that we take what they are saying seriously.
Que nous prenons ce qu'ils disent sérieux.
Anything beyond that.
Tout au-delà de ça.
I have no comment.
Je n'ai aucun commentaire.
God bless you.
Dieu vous bénisse.
Okay. God bless you. You are live on Ask the Pastor.
Dieu vous bénisse. Vous êtes direct. Vous demandez au pasteur.
Hello, sir.
God bless you, sir. You're on air.
Dieu vous bénisse. Yes. Vous êtes en direct.
Yeah, I'm calling from Kogi State.
From Kogi State, brother.
Yes, my name is him, brother Emmanuel.
Brother Inanga.
Emmanuel,
brother Emmanuel from Kogi State. God bless you, sir. So let's hear you.
My question is: can speaking in tongues be interpreted?
The answer is yes. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there is a gift of interpretation of tongues.
Chapter 12.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 14. What's your second question?
My second question is. Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul, which one is the greatest? Which one is greater among two of them? Because you teach us that the baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is not correct. And the baptism in the name of Jesus, that is the one you say that is correct. And Matthew chapter 38 from verse 18 to 19, clear us that Jesus said to his apostles to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the first and the Corinthians, as of apostle, where you stand, that apostle said that we should baptize in the name of Jesus. My question is, Apostle Paul and Jesus Christ, which one is the great?
Okay, Brother Emmanuel, can you still stay on the line for 2 minutes?
Yes, sir. I will be.
Thank you. If you don't mind, can I ask you which church you attend?
Okay,
sir. By God's grace, the church I'm attending Living Faith Church.
Living Faith.
Living Faith.
Yes, sir.
That is your pastor is Bishop Oyedepo.
Votre pasteur est le prêtre Oyedepo.
Okay. That means your understanding is the understanding of Winner's Chapel, correct?
Votre compréhension est la compréhension de la chapelle de Winner.
Are you a minister in that church?
Est-ce que vous êtes un ministre dans cette église?
No, sir.
Eh?
I'm not a minister, sir.
Okay, you have not attended the Bible College?
Je ne suis pas dans l'étude biblique de votre église.
I'm standing now. I'm just a leader in the church.
You have not attended the Bible College?
Vous ne partez pas dans l'étude biblique?
No, I didn't.
Why will you be a leader in a church and you have not attended, you are breaking the protocol of Winner's
Chapel? Comment es-tu un leader dans l'église et tu ne prends pas les soins des
gens? I'm a leader in the church, but I'm not attending the Bible.
Okay, first and foremost, do you believe that all scripture is written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost?
Est-ce que tu crois que toute écriture est écrite par l'inspiration du Saint-Esprit?
Yes, I believe that.
That means what Apostle Peter spoke is inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Ça veut dire que ce qui Apostle Pierre a écrit, c'est l'inspiration du Saint-Esprit.
Yes, it's true.
Apostle Paul, concerning everything he wrote, is it inspiration of the Holy Ghost?
Concernant ce qu'il a écrit, est-ce que c'est l'inspiration du Saint-Esprit?
Now, that means, is the Holy Ghost the author of confusion?
Est-ce que le Saint-Esprit est l'auteur de la confusion?
He's not author of confusion.
That means, It is you and I reading that will be confused, correct?
Qui lit, qui seront confusés, c'est correct?
No, it is what is written in Matthew that says.
Yes.
And it is Jesus himself said it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm asking. Jesus, is it? Which one is the great?
Who did he say it to? He said it. Peter was among those he spoke it to. Correct.
Dit cela? Pierre était parmi ceux-là.
He said it to the Jews.
He said it to his disciples.
Il a dit ça à ses disciples.
To the Jews.
No.
No.
That's why I asked whether you went to Bible college. Let's read Matthew chapter 18 again. Chapter 19. Matthew chapter 28, sorry. Are you with your Bible?
Est-ce que vous avez votre Bible?
No, I'm not with my Bible now.
When you are asking Bible questions, it's good to be with your Bible.
Vous demandez des questions bibliques, c'est bien d'être avec votre Bible.
Okay.
I wrote it in the afternoon time.
Okay, now we shall read it for you. We're in Matthew chapter 28.
Matthew 28.
Then verse 16.
Verse 16.
Then the 11 disciples.
How many disciples?
Combien de disciples?
11.
Not the whole Jews.
Pas toutes les Juifs.
When the Apostle Paul are telling the people, say that when he Apostle Paul in that place, Apostle Paul preaching to the Jews. He said that they should baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
No, wait, I'm going back now. I said there is a commandment that was given by Jesus.
Il y a un commandement qui a été donné par Jésus.
I said, who did he give the commandment to?
À qui a-t-il donné le commandement?
The apostle.
Fine. Not to the whole Jews, correct?
Pas à tous les Juifs, correct?
No, it's the apostle that he gave to.
Now, Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter, the apostles.
Pierre sont les apôtres.
Yeah. Now they heard him say, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And they went and they baptized in the name of Jesus. And we are saying that both of them are correct because it's all the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, isn't it? That means there is something that we need to understand, isn't it?
That
is what I want to understand.
But you are saying which one is greater because there is no greater Holy Ghost.
The reason I put greatest there is that you say that when person baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is incorrect baptism.
Now, let's understand it now.
Understand that Jesus Christ teach the apostle. Now
Let's understand it now.
In the expression of the Holy Ghost, Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Well, as I understand,
praise
Jesus
God, Brother Emmanuel, Jesus, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Thank you very much. Let's come back to get that kindergarten kind of reasoning.
Partons de la première école.
Are you married?
Est-ce que vous êtes marié?
By God's grace, sir.
You are married.
Vous êtes marié.
Yes, sir. I'm married. Sir.
Do you have a child?
Est-ce que vous avez un enfant?
Sir, I never have a child.
But you have a father?
Vous avez un père.
I have a father.
He is your father?
Il est votre père.
Sir.
He is your father. The man that gave birth to you is your father.
L'homme qui vous a mis de naissance est votre père.
Is his name father?
Est-ce que son nom est père?
No, his name is not
What
a father.
Is the name of the father of Emmanuel?
Quel est le nom de père d'Emmanuel?
Isaac.
So if you are told to do something in the name of the father, which name will you use?
Si vous demandez faire quelque chose au nom de votre père.
In the name of my Isaac.
You will use the name Isaac, not father.
That is the nom is Isaac,
pas
père.
The name of Isaac I will use.
Because Isaac is the father.
Parce que Isaac le père.
Isaac is the name of the father.
Isaac est le nom de votre père.
Father is not the name.
Père n'est pas un nom.
Father is not.
It's not the name.
It's not the name.
Okay, what is it? It is a title.
C'est un sujet, un titre.
You said?
Father is the title of Isaac.
Père est le titre d'Isaac.
Yes. Not his name.
Pas son nom.
And but that we
don't
you,
say
we
but
are,
answer me. It's a simple
you,
question.
Répondez à ma question, s'il vous plaît.
I'm coming, sir. Excuse, sir. When you are asking me that the father is a title, we are talking. We are not talking in a human understanding. We are talking in God's understanding.
If we don't understand this, I want you to start from there. Then we will go to God's understanding.
Si vous ne comprenez pas cela, nous partons de notre compréhension.
You are. Your father is
Isaac.
Le père est Isaac.
Yeah.
So father is his title.
Son père est son sujet.
Correct?
Est-ce que je suis correct?
Okay, we've lost the call.
Hello?
Oh, okay, another call is coming in. Okay.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor Moses.
God bless you.
Et vous bénisse.
Who is calling and where are you
shalom.
Calling from?
Qui appelle et d'où vous appelez?
This is Kingsley calling from North Carolina.
Oh, Brother Kingsley, shalom, God bless you.
Frère Kingsley, shalom, Dieu vous
bénisse. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Please forgive me, I keep procrastinating to call you.
S'il vous plaît, pardonnez-moi, j'ai toujours été
no problem,
cela.
No problem, sir.
Yeah,
no
you sent a message to us through Pastor Elvis.
Maman, donnez un message par Pasteur Elvis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've not been able to call you back. I keep postponing to call you because America. Of time difference.
J'ai toujours été à cause du temps.
No problem.
Let this be the acknowledgement.
Et nous reconnaissons cela, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. You are very welcome.
Bienvenue. Yes, sir.
So let's hear
you. Okay, Brother Kingsley from USA. Let's hear your questions.
My question is on from Daniel 11:20-32.
Daniel 11:32.
The last sentence there that said, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. I'm asking this question because I was in a dream and I don't know how to describe it. And somebody came and told me the secret of life that I should do exploit. But cross-referencing it to Bible, you know, this is the Bible passage. So as a Christian, how do I apply this to my daily life? I've asked this before. I don't know if you saw it on a text message or not.
What's the question again?
Votre question encore?
The question is, how do I apply this passage of Bible to my daily life since I was in a dream? And they asked me to do exploits. This is the reference, the only place I can reference it in the Bible. How can I apply this to the daily life of a Christian?
It's very simple.
C'est vraiment simple.
The scripture said it there.
But the people that do know their God shall be strong.
Mais ceux qui connaissent les dieux
seront and do exploits.
Et feront des merveilles.
It is in knowing your God.
C'est en connaissant votre Dieu.
Mm-hmm.
When you know who is behind you, do you fear anything?
Quand tu sais qui est derrière toi, est-ce
no,
que tu as peur?
No, I don't. I understand that part, but to do exploit is the question, the word exploit. I know what it is, but how do I apply it? What does...
When you talk about doing exploits, is making achievements.
Donc, parler de cela, ça veut dire que réussir, c'est
like
de réussir.
Spiritual and physical.
De réussir spirituellement et physiquement.
Okay. It's about achievements.
C'est réussir, s'il vous plaît.
You become unstoppable. Whatever you want to do, you aim for the peak of it.
Vous devez instoppable à vos buts.
Yes, nothing deters you.
Rien ne vous arrête.
From fulfilling your dreams.
Manifestez vos rêves.
From fulfilling your aspirations.
Vos aspirations.
Nothing more. That you should not fear. Move ahead with aspirations.
N'ayez pas peur. Continuez avec vos
because
aspirations.
The scripture says, if God be for us,
who will be against us? Qui sera contre nous?
That's what the Bible is trying to assure you.
Est-ce que la Bible vous rassure?
Okay. My second question, you know, the gathering of men that we did and in the Bible that said you should come to God, you know, 3 times a year with an offering. I'm trying to, you know, kind of do it, you know, on my own. But the question there is, when you come with your offering, where can one take it to? You know, like what kind of activities that you can do with that particular offering? You know, if I choose to do it for myself or do it as a family, you know, get my brothers to come together and come with an offering, you know, what kind of places that we can take it to, or do we need to take it to church?
First and foremost, can you get this understanding? It is not a commandment for the New Testament church.
Yes.
But we borrow it because that was a principle God used in the Old Testament.
Nous avons prêté parce que c'était le principe que Dieu a utilisé dans l'Ancien Testament.
Using the offering.
Utilisant l'offrande.
to be an opportunity for him to do something for the men in Israel. And just as we also take the principle for tithe from the same Old Testament,
la même Ancien Testament,
because it is opportunity,
parce que une opportunité,
to present ourselves for some special blessings.
Nous présenter pour des bénédictions spéciales.
It is not a commandment.
Ce n'est pas un commandement.
For the New Testament church.
Le Nouveau Testament, à
l'Église. But it is a spiritual principle.
C'est un principe spirituel.
It is a kingdom principle.
C'est un principe du royaume.
For prosperity.
La prospérité.
Therefore, we borrowed it as a program in the church.
On l'a prêté comme un programme à l'Église.
Just as we do Holy Ghost baptism.
Comme on fait le baptême du Saint-Esprit.
We know people gathered on the day of Pentecost.
Ils sont rassemblés le jour de la Pentecôte.
And they were there praying and the Holy Ghost came down.
Ils ont prié, le Saint-Esprit est descendu.
We too, once in a year, we gather specifically for it. There is no commandment that you have to gather before to pray for the Holy Ghost. If it happened in the day of Pentecost, we know it will happen again if you gather like that. And many other things we do. We are talking about family deliverance. We know the power of intercession. And we decided to gather to intercede for our families. So also this ordinance. Three times in a year, the men will gather. We decided to adopt that as a program for the men in our church. So, if you're a member of the church, then during such program, you connect from anywhere you are in the world. And then you also join the program which is a broadcast live. And then you also send your offering. You have connected to it.
Yes, I'm doing the one with the church, but I'm asking as an individual, what if I want to do exactly the same thing on my own, you know, come with my own offering and pray over it? Is this something that I can send, let's say, to offering?
That is faith.
That's my own offering.
You are exercising faith, Brother Kingsley. And anyhow you feel led to give any offering, anywhere, anyhow, it's faith. And God will honor it.
Okay.
Votre foi, Dieu va honorer votre foi par votre foi.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Kingsley. God bless you all the way from North Carolina. God bless you, sir.
Vous bénis, monsieur.
Shall we move on? Shalom, my personal pastor.
Shalom, mon pasteur personnel.
Sorry, sir, it's me again, Brother Peter from Namibia.
Mon collègue Pierre de Namibia.
My question is.
La question,
Oui. Question one, where is this thing of calling pastor Papa coming from? Okay, let me add the next question. Is it a must for a person to call a pastor Papa? And he says, I'm asking because some of the men of God get offended if you call them brother. And it's like you committed the greatest sin. But Jesus called his disciples brother. Okay. Another example, Brother Olumide's kids, are they your spiritual kids? Since Olumide is your spiritual son, correct me, sir, if it does matter. I'm asking because that's what's happening here at certain African countries.
And
the likes of Bushiri, Papa.
I don't know. You say, where does it come from? Certainly, it came from South Africa. It didn't come from the Bible. Nothing in the Bible supports that. If anything at all, we know that in Matthew 23, Christ told us to be very careful about such. In relating with one another, he said it from verse 1. How does he put it?
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seats. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe.
Faites donc et observez tout ce qu'il vous dit.
That observe and do.
Mais n'agissez pas selon les œuvres.
But do you not after their works?
Car ils disent et ne font pas.
For they say and do not.
Car ils disent et ils ne font pas.
For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne.
Il y a des fardeaux pesants et les mettent.
And lay them on men's shoulders.
Les mettent aussi les épaules des hommes.
But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers.
Ils ne veulent pas les remuer d'une droite.
But all their works they do for to be seen of men.
Ils font toutes leurs actions pour être vues des hommes.
They make broad diphylacteries
and
enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feast and chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men rabbi, rabbi. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And all ye are brethren.
All of you are who?
Brethren.
We are brothers.
Nous sommes des frères.
If we are truly Christians,
nous sommes vraiment des chrétiens,
then every one of us,
tout le monde ici,
you are brother Olumide.
Olumide.
I am
brother Moses.
To me, I'm brother Moses.
Frère Moïse.
And verse 9, note verse 9.
Et verset 9,
and call no man your father upon the earth.
Again. Personne sur la terre.
And call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your father, which is in heaven. Let that be ye called masters. For one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant.
Verse 12.
And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
It's an importation of the spirit of pride. It was carried over from the dark ages. These are some of the things the Bible speaks about the Nicolaitan spirit.
It's
part of the product of the Nicolaitan spirit.
We see in
the book of Revelation. Of course,
bien sûr,
we are to respect our elders.
On doit respecter notre vieux.
Especially in Africa.
En Afrique ici.
We respect elders.
On respecte les grandes personnes.
We use the appropriate words.
On utilise les mots
appropriés. That conveys that respect.
Qui envoie ce respect.
So we call some daddy.
On appelle des gens daddy.
In Southern Africa, papa.
On les appelle papa. Ça fait l'Afrique du Sud aussi. Oh.
It's just a way of showing respect.
Une manière de montrer le respect.
In this part of the world.
Dans cette partie de ce monde.
People prostrate to greet elders.
Like
where you come from, Olumide.
Yes,
but we know it is also connected to be worship.
Mais savez, l'adoration aussi,
okay, because you only bow before a god.
C'est un genou devant Dieu seulement.
But it is a culture,
mais c'est une culture
that shows respect.
Qui montre le respect.
But there is a way to be done.
Il y a une manière que ça sera fait.
That would differentiate worship from respect.
Va différencier le respect et la louange.
Christianity does not remove your respect
la chrétienté n'enlève pas le respect des
mais there is a way it is put
mais c'est la manière qui
that
s'est
is mis actually man worship
l'adoration de
and it is wrong
et c'est faux.
God bless you.
Amen. Sir, let me just ask
people
you
should be identified with their offices.
Les gens doivent être identifiés avec les bureaux.
There are only six offices in the Bible.
Il y a juste six bureaux dans la Bible.
In the New Testament, there are six offices.
Il y a six bureaux.
And we have
nous avons
apôtres.
Les apôtres.
We have prophets.
Nous avons les prophètes.
We have evangelists.
Nous avons les évangélistes.
We have teachers.
Nous avons les enseignants.
Pastors. We have teachers.
Nous avons les pasteurs et les enseignants aussi.
And then we have deacons.
Nous avons les diaconesses.
So you are either a pastor, prophet Olumide.
Vous êtes prophète Olumide.
Evangelist Olumide.
Évangéliste Olumide.
Apôtre.
Pastor Olumide.
Pasteur Olumide.
Or
ou
as wrong as it will look.
La manière que c'est faux.
Apostle. That one you are acquired.
Vous allez réplier ça vous-même.
But the denominations have gone further than that.
La dénomination est partie au-delà de cela.
And you hear other titles.
Et tu entends d'autres sujets.
They are scriptural.
Ils sont pas dans la Bible.
No scriptural basis.
Aucune base biblique.
Every pastor.
Tout le pasteur.
Of a church.
Une église.
Is the bishop.
Elle est prêtre
of that church.
De cette église.
So you don't have to call him bishop.
Tu n'as pas à l'appeler le prêtre.
His office is not bishop.
Son bureau n'est pas le prêtre.
His office is pastor.
Son bureau est le pasteur.
Now they move to archbishop.
Ils sont partis dans l'arche prêtre.
You know when you start with error.
Quand tu commences avec l'erreur.
You continue to use another error to build.
Tu dois commencer another à construire avec l'erreur pour partir avec notre erreur.
Now have reverence.
Et maintenant la révérence.
Now everyone.
Et chaque personne.
That is of spiritual significance.
Qui a une signification spirituelle.
Is revered.
Est révéré.
Is respected.
Est respecté.
For the grace, the anointing that is upon him.
La grâce et l'onction qui est sur lui.
That respect.
Ce respect.
Is called reverence.
On appelle ça la révérence.
It's not a title.
Ce n'est pas un sujet.
The attitude you give to him.
L'attitude que tu lui donnes.
And the placement in protocol.
Et le placement dans la protocole.
The protocol placement.
La protocole de placement.
You say, oh, the reverend gentleman.
Il dit, oh, l'homme
est
révérend.
He's revered.
Il est révérend.
For what he says, what he does.
Parce qu'il dit, il fait.
Command followership.
Et son don de disciple, de suivant.
Respect.
Son don de respect.
Therefore, we say we have our reverend.
Nous avons notre révérend.
Gentleman.
Jean.
Then,
maintenant,
the office goes in.
Et le bureau rentre.
Pastor Olumide.
Olumide.
That is how it should be addressed.
C'est de la manière dont vous êtes adressé.
And if Olumide,
et si le frère Olumide
is dead and gone,
est mort et parti,
and his followers are still following him,
et ses suivants le suivent,
there's nothing wrong.
Il n'y a rien de mauvais.
By saying because he's dead, so he cannot be part of the five-fold ministry.
Parce qu'il est mort, il n'est pas parmi les cinq ministères.
You cannot say Pastor Olumide.
Tu parles de Pasteur Olumide dans le tombeau.
Therefore, you can say Reverend Olumide.
Tu révéler
Olumide. I hope you understand my grammar.
Est-ce que vous me comprenez, monsieur?
Because although he's dead,
mais il est mort.
He's still highly regarded.
Il est vraiment regardé.
Anybody in the spiritual,
tout le monde dans le spirituel,
that is highly revered.
Qui est révéré très
haut. You call him by the title he occupies.
On l'appelle par les sujets qu'il
occupe. And what you do defines your title.
Et ce que tu fais définit
so
ton
sujet.
So you
cannot be a dead man and be referred to as pastor.
Tu peux être un mort.
When Pastor Moses is dead and
gone, référé comme un pasteur.
You will not say Pastor Moses.
Si je mets le
pasteur
Moïse.
Because he's no longer pastor.
Parce que je suis plus un pasteur.
Pastoral office ends.
Le bureau du pasteur se termine.
Because he's gone, another person will take over.
Parce que si je mets une personne prend place.
Nous
avons un appel.
Shalom. Shalom.
Dieu vous bénisse, vous êtes dans.
God bless you. May we know you and where you are calling us from.
Est-ce qu'on peut vous connaître là où vous appelez?
My name is Friday, calling from Abuja.
Brother Friday from Abuja. God bless you. Let's say your question, sir.
Abuja.
Please, Brother Moses or Pastor Moses, our daddy, you are the. The day he was teaching something in the television that a woman is not ought to teach in the church, okay. And a woman is not supposed to touch officiate the ministry. But sometimes I do see him or women prophesying the cable and the kind of teaching. I want to know whether I did anything that we can understand there, sir.
You say, what did I teach?
Vous avez dit quoi? Qu'est-ce que j'ai enseigné?
That a woman is not ought to teach in the church, neither prophesy. But sometimes I see some women prophesying and they're telling people yeah, there's some kind of their problems and I want to know whether I did anything that
Now,
listen.
God bless you. Just give me 2 minutes before you cut off the line in case you need to follow up.
You will be in 2 minutes.
Apostle Paul is setting the church in order.
Apostle Paul met l'église en ordre.
1 Timothy chapter 2.
Donc, 1 Timothée chapitre 2.
In verse 11, 12, and 13, 14.
Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
La femme écoute l'instruction en silence.
Learning here is learning about the gospel, the mystery of salvation.
C'est le mystère de l'évangile et le salut.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
Et que la femme n'enseigne pas.
Not to usurp authority over the man.
Et de prendre l'autorité sur l'homme.
But to be in silence.
Elle doit être silence.
Listen again.
Écoutez encore.
Verse 12 again.
Verset 12 encore.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
Je ne permets pas une femme d'enseigner.
A woman to teach.
Je ne permets pas à la femme d'enseigner. Enseigner.
Are you with me?
Vous êtes avec moi?
I'm with you, sir.
He said, the Bible says that I permit not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now the word teach there, that is the position of a teacher in the church, not in a university or secondary school anywhere. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Now, so, donc, and the position of authority,
la position de l'autorité,
in the Church of Jesus Christ,
dans l'Église de Jésus-Christ,
are these six offices,
et ces six bureaux,
of the apostles,
des apôtres.
That's why there's no woman apostle in the New Testament.
Pourquoi il n'y a pas de femme apôtre dans le Nouveau Testament?
Now, then we have the office of a prophet.
Nous avons le bureau du prophète.
As an authority in the church.
Comme l'autorité dans l'Église.
And then we have the office of an evangelist.
Dans le bureau de l'évangélie.
Then we have teachers and we have pastors.
D'abord les enseignants et les pasteurs.
Then we have deacons.
D'abord les docteurs.
These six offices.
Ces six bureaux.
They are the offices of authority.
Ce sont les bureaux de l'autorité.
A woman cannot exercise this.
Et la femme ne peut pas exercer sur cela.
Now, but we have in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Dans 1 Corinthiens chapitre 12.
A woman cannot occupy position of leadership where there are men.
Une femme ne peut pas prendre la position de leader là où il y a les hommes.
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
1 Corinthiens chapitre 12.
We have nine spiritual gifts there.
Nous avons neuf dons là-bas.
Excuse me, sir. Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes.
Oui.
Please, this change, you know, the grammar is there, but it's kind of twisting my head. What I want to know. Now, is the woman free to teach in the church? Yes or no?
Am I a soldier giving you commandment? I'm teaching. How will I teach you without giving you the authority I'm teaching
you? I want to try to understand.
You told me to make clarification because you are seeing sisters with microphone in the church.
Yes.
I want you to understand, that's why I'm teaching you now.
But you have said that the woman is so old to teach, you're not supposed to preach in the church. So please, let me just leave it like that because I can see the thing come up twisting head.
Is it your credit that you're thinking it is finishing?
Est-ce que c'est votre
As, listen to me, let me land now.
Écoutez-moi que je termine.
Let me just say, but what I know that I can see that woman is teaching in your church and the professor in your church. There's no point of kind of woman is also because they said that you are even one of your outreach. That woman, you say a lot of things, but tell women, I say, what is this? I don't want to argue. I see that women are teaching your church. Simple. That's no problem. I want to understand now.
The guy is angry.
Okay,
God bless you. You can see clearly that he did not call to learn. But for the sake of those who will be watching, let me complete what I'm saying so that those who want to learn can learn. This one, he didn't call to learn, he called to fight. He said I should explain. And now when I'm explaining, he's cutting me off. With so much anger. But thank God I have the opportunity to finish what I wanted to say. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, chapter 12, we have nine spiritual gifts there. Those spiritual gifts are for both men and women. And that is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he says a woman praying or prophesying. That means women can prophesy. But the woman cannot be ordained into an office of authority of a prophet as ministers in charge of a church. But a woman can exercise any gift. A woman can pray for any man that is sick if she has a healing gift. It is church order. I hope that is clear.
A woman can sing
and lead in song worship.
Amen.
That does not make the person in charge of the church as an ordained minister. Only ordained ministers
can
watch over the church.
Hallelujah.
And the ordained offices are the six offices that we have seen in the scripture.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so I still stand by my teaching. That if you ordain your wife as a pastor, you are out of order.
It's all the Lord.
And the Bible says,
la Bible dit,
Apostle Paul says,
Apostle Paul
any man
homme
that teaches,
ou tout homme qui enseigne,
preaches,
ou prêche
anything
n'importe
contrary
chose,
to what they have preached,
de ce qu'ils ont prêché,
let that person be accursed.
Cette personne soit
and they taught us
nous
that we should not ordained women. We are not ordained women pastors. You have to understand that. So don't be angry. I'm not the one that said it. I'm only interpreting my book. I'm only saying what my apostle Paul said. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. This is very interesting. I wish you could continue on our, but we'll go on a quick break. We'll come back.
And I say, call. Why don't we just take this call first? Let's just take only this call. Then we'll take our break. Since he has connected. Yes.
Okay, God bless you. You're on air.
You believe that only?
This is Ask the Pastor.
Hello.
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 Good evening.
God bless you, ma'am. May we know you and where you are calling us from?
My name is Cynthia.
I'm calling from Oguachukwu.
Cynthia.
That's Cynthia.
Yes.
Oguachukwu.
From Oguachukwu.
God bless you. Oguachukwu is in Nigeria.
Oguachukwu, Nigeria.
I'm calling in regards of this. The last question they just asked me that I just answered. Because you said, according to the Bible, that women should not be ordained. They should not have authority over men in the church. But I'm surprised in your ministry, a woman, she's a part of your ministers. I don't think that's right. But I'm supposed to call the man just said, now that's why I have to call.
Okay, maybe you were busy calling and you didn't hear my answer. Did you hear my answer until I concluded?
I heard my answer.
Eh?
Yes, I heard.
But how can you hear me and still talk the way you are talking? I have placed the limit that a woman goes according to the scripture. But a woman can exercise any gift. That's why the Bible says a woman prophesying with her head.
Your ministry. Why is a woman a minister? The Bible, we cannot change the Bible, sir. Why is a woman a minister in your own ministry? And the Bible says women should not have authority over men in the church.
Hello? Can I? Maybe I don't understand you. Which scripture are you referring to that a woman should not be a preacher? Which scripture?
The same scripture you read now.
Which scripture?
I'm not talking about prophecy. A woman is a minister in your own ministry.
Listen, you don't. What is the meaning of a minister?
No problem, sir. Just like.
What is the meaning of a minister?
Yes, your minister, everything.
It's okay now. So we argue with him, but to me, the Bible has stated clear that a woman should not have authority over men in the church.
Over and men, authority.
Authority.
Authority. Authority is a pastor.
Authority is a pastor.
Leadership.
Leadership. We are talking about leadership.
On parle de leader ici.
But when I, as a pastor, stands at the altar, and a sister, God is speaking to the church through a sister. That has not given her authority in the church. She's still operating under my authority. She's not ordained as a pastor. She's a gifted sister, and she's operating the body gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's what she's doing. That gift there is for men and women. But authority, where we make decisions and take decisions. And then we teach the people in the way of righteousness. It is for men only, according to the Bible.
Okay, sir.
God bless you.
See where I'm going. Now, women can prophesy in the church. Women prophesy every day. When the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, enters the woman, she prophesies, she gives the message of God. But a woman coming to have authority, like being a minister, has authority. She's already having authority. The prophecy I think the Bible is talking about is that prophecy when the Spirit of God enters someone and speaks to the church and pass the message.
No.
And it's happening every year.
No.
His friend.
No.
But
no.
A woman coming to now be a minister has been. And in the list of your ministers, when they show their pictures and when their pictures display, I see a woman there. It's not supposed to be because she's heading the church that way. I don't think it's right. But according to the Bible, not just my own personal assumption.
Sister Cynthia, can I ask you a very humble question? Please, which church do you attend?
I attend Jesus Christ Temple Ministry.
Oh, that is Pastor Amos.
Pastor Amos.
Okay, and that is what he teaches?
Yes, he's killing and saying.
I'm talking about what the Bible teaches, not a man. Sweet.
No, that is in your church now. That is the understanding of your ministry.
It's not about the ministry.
No, I am asking you a particular question about your ministry.
No, I'm
saying in your ministry, I'm not talking about Bible now. I'm talking about the practice in your ministry. Women don't prophesy, don't exercise any gift, don't pray for anybody.
From the paper, in
the question I ask is not based on my ministry.
We have finished Bible. We have finished Bible. I just want to know your church now. That's all. I want to know your church. In your church, how is it practiced there?
Comment est-ce qu'il pratique là-bas?
In my church,
yes.
That is according to the Bible.
That means in your church. In your church, it is the standing of your church, which you believe it is scriptural that you are asking now.
Apart from the teaching of the Bible.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Cynthia.
Thank you so much.
That is the reason why we have different churches. The Catholic will come and show you one scripture as the reason for what they stand for. Celeb will show you one scripture as the reason for what they stand for. And every ministry has something they stand for and they justify it. Well, I can only preach what I understand. And if you believe what I'm teaching is wrong, throw it away. It's not compulsory. And if what we're doing in this channel is not adding value to your spiritual life, change it to another channel. Thank God your church has a 24-hour channel too. God bless you. No fight, no quarrel. It's exercise of freedom of worship. We talk our own. We have our market. We are selling. And whosoever comes and buy our market.
This is so interesting, sir. I wish all pastors in Nigeria can do what you are doing and allow the whole world to be asking them questions like this.
We now
know where them and know who is actually standing on the word of God. Thank you so much, sir. And before we take a break, it's very clear. Pastor has taught this and taught it over again. There are the body gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, and there are the leadership gifts in Ephesians 4. The pastor has made it clear that a woman can have the body gift in 1 Corinthians 12. And what you see in our church as sisters exercising the body gift in 1 Corinthians 12, they are not part of the leaders of the church. In Grand Assembly Church, there is no woman that is a leader among the ministers.
It's ordained minister.
No, among the ordained ministers.
Let me add this. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, every believer, every Christian, when you are born again, you are a minister.
Amen.
It's talking about every joint
supply
in Ephesians chapter 4. You come in as a joint.
Amen.
Everyone, once you are born again, you are born into the body of gifts. Man or woman, you have something to supply to the body.
Amen.
And what you have to supply to the body defines your ministry.
Amen.
Every Christian is a minister.
Amen.
You are ministering to the body of Christ.
Amen.
You are using your gift, you are a minister.
Amen.
So when we say the ministers in Bride Assembly, we are talking about people we know that have a gift that the people benefit from. And they have offered themselves to minister to the people through that gift. All the gifts are there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So don't make me. But there is the leadership gift. They are the ones that are ordained. Oil will be poured on their head.
sont repassés sur le test.
They are appointed.
Ils sont appointés.
And they form the leaders of that church.
Ils forment les leaders de l'église.
Holding microphone at the altar.
Ils prennent le micro à l'autel.
Does not make you a leader of a church.
Ils ne font pas un leader de l'église.
But when you are ordained,
mais quand tu es ordonné,
into that office,
dans ce bureau,
then you become part of the leaders of the church.
Parmi les leaders de l'église.
We know better than otherwise.
Thank
God bless you.
So much, on this wise, we'll take a quick break.
On prend une petite pause.
We'll come back.
Nous revenons.
You can still fire Pastor Moses more questions.
Vous pouvez tirer le Pastor Moïse des questions.
We'll be right back.
On sera de retour.
Stay tuned.
Restez en ligne.